I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by this new survey that was looking at men's size, is the best way to put it. And I don't mean height or your shoe size. I mean our size. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So what's so funny is the dating site Big One is the one who did this study. And I guess they found that they should probably no longer call themselves Big One. They should call themselves Average One. Okay. Because the majority of women, I guess, and men who rated, I'll just say it, penis size, found that 8 inches or smaller was preferred.
Okay.
Anything bigger than 9 inches, they were like, no, thank you.
All right. But let's say you're with a guy for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there, it's way below.
Uh-huh.
Are you calling that guy again?
I've been on both ends of that spectrum, my friend. The guy that was, and I made the mistake of telling my friends that it was like the size of a thumb. And every time they saw him, they were like, thumbs up, JR. And he had no idea why they were doing that. And he was like, why do your friends keep telling me thumbs up? I'm like, no reason. I was with him for like a year.
Oh, so you continued to date him?
Yeah, because he was gorgeous. I was willing to forego whatever the problem was. I didn't care about his size. He was awesome.
In your head, did you make fun of him?
I guess I did, because I told my friends about it. Whereas I don't usually tell my friends about the size of my boyfriend's, you know what. But then I was with a guy that was too big. But to the point where you're like, I can't do anything with this. I'm sorry. And I ended up not going out with him much longer because I didn't want to not have sex.
So you dated that guy less than a year?
Yeah, less than a year.
So the smaller guy you were with longer.
I know. If I'm really attracted to a guy, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the example I give with like the teeny tiny guy. And then a lot of women, they actually ask them, how do I put this kindly? What's that expression? The motion in the ocean?
Right.
So they asked them about the motion in the ocean and they said, if it's too big, I don't really enjoy the motion in the ocean.
Right. It's hard to swim.
Yeah, hard to swim. Definitely can't swim. Drown.
I still think deep down, you know, a girl will want something bigger.
Think of it as a puzzle piece. You know what I mean? If I'm a corner piece, I need another corner piece. You can't give me a middle piece if I'm a corner piece.
That makes no sense at all.
It won't fit.
It still makes no sense at all.
It won't fit. Do you understand? It doesn't.
Yeah, okay. But you can force it to fit.
No, you can't. Yes, that's my point. No, you trust me, you can't. That's my whole point. The guy that I was with that was too big, he needs to find a girl that fits him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's like when you drive the car through the tunnel.
Yes, right. I understand.
And the top of the tunnel is way high and the sides are way far and you really don't even notice you're in a tunnel. It's pretty much the same thing.
Wait, that's a good analogy. So if you drive through a tunnel but you're a double-decker bus,
right,
it's the perfect size. But if you drive through the tunnel and you're a Vespa, you're in trouble.
And there are people that when they drive through a tunnel, they look to see how tall the tunnel is because
right,
you have a big truck. I have never noticed
how big a tunnel is.
A height on a tunnel ever because I just never look. I'm always in a small car. So I never look. But there's some people that go, oh crap, I'm not going to be able to fit, and they have to turn around and go back. Not me. I just go right through.